Youth in Destination from Manifesto is the latest work at King's Cross Theatre, presenting audiences with a sprawling epic look at life in the 21st century. In this episodic work, audiences are presented with an exploration of being human in the modern world, told from the perspective of younger generations. Joining us on the show this morning is writer and director James Regatt. Good morning, James.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good. First preview last night.
Yes, it was. It was a very exciting time. Getting people in to start to share these ideas with other humans that we've been working on this play for about, I've been working on this text for about 3 years now.
Oh gosh!
And we as a group have been working on it for the past couple of years, really workshopping it and reading it together, and so it's really a sort of a combination of a lot of energy. It's quite exciting.
I mean, 3 years in the making, but what was the experience that kind of inspired you to kick this off?
I've been working writing plays for quite a while, and I've sort of never released them to the world. They've always kind of been for myself and for practice. Mm. And I started to sort of get this urge to start to really share this work. And it occurred to me that it was important to me that the first thing that I did bring to its sort of to fruition was something that was from me. And in a lot of ways, this play is kind of just the contents of my brain splattered on a page and then sort of arranged into some kind of structure, and it's very much aimed at our these sort of ideas of the 21st century and the huge complications that the millennial generation are starting to face and starting to inherit in a lot of ways. And it's not necessarily about answers or about sort of what we should do, but sort of just about sharing what that experience is and the diversity of that experience. Mm. So the play doesn't have a sort of set narrative or a set sort of set of characters that are running through any kind of story. It's actually a kind of collection of experiences that we've been sort of talking about and thinking about in the sort of beginning of this century. And the sort of hypocrisies of that and the mm. discomfort that brings and the kind of overwhelming nature of a lot of the issues that we are starting to face socially and technologically and environmentally. Mm. And to just sort of open the doors into those conversations and then leave them as these kind of open doors, essentially. We're not sort of searching for answers here. We're just sort of trying to figure out what the questions are. So it's quite a lovely, open, gentle exploration of what it is that we're all kind of feeling as we walk through this kind of bizarre, complex life that we have at the moment. And,
well, no one ever knows what they're doing, do they?
No. So I've just tried to take all that and compress it into a play.
Well, the play itself, it's kind of interesting because it's quite episodic. It features over 60 scenes. So how do you kind of, how is it kind of structured in that way?
The initial draft, I sort of just, every time one of the ideas occurred to me, I would write it down to a scene, give it some kind of a sort of broad context and just sort of place it there. And what we then started to do in sort of more recent versions of the draft is to sort of take scenes that were kin in theme, sort of taking scenes that were revolved around sexuality and sort of just piecing them together, ones that revolved around sort of terror and warfare, ones that revolved around family and illness, and then broader ones that are sort of about just sort of the existential experience of existence. And sort of
not small questions at all.
no. So we sort of and then started to piece them together as this kind of thematic narrative, these kind of stepping through these sort of different collections of ideas around these kind of chapters of theme. And none of it's related. We've got 10 actors on stage who are, every time they step into a new scene, there's about over 60 scenes in the play now. Mm. Some of them sort of can take a moment, and some of them like are these lovely long dialogue scenes. And every time an actor steps into this scene, they're just coming into this new space, and then they step out of it, and then they step back into the next one. And sort of every time they're doing it, they're playing with something totally new to what they were 2 minutes ago, 5 minutes ago, 20 minutes ago. So it's quite exciting in that sense. You've sort of got these actors sort of sitting in the world of the play, but also stepping into these little moments of reality and then stepping out of them. And it kind of flows together in this kind of really gentle exploration of these ideas. It's quite nice.
Yeah. But there's no set characters then in that case.
No. There's no set characters. That, like, every time we come to the a new scene, we're in a kind of new world, a new set of people that we're dealing with. It's funny. We sort of have wondered, like, how, like, audiences have a tendency to sort of draw lines between certain characters. So
yeah,
there are, and it's funny. I even watch them. I'm like, oh yeah, I suppose that person could actually be that person 10 years later or 5 days later or something like that. So that's kind of nice that they're kind of not connected, but we can draw the lines there if we want to. It's kind of there's quite a beauty in that, I think.
Yeah, you know, one thing I love about this work is it's kind of rooted from younger generations, like their look. Do you feel that we're finally kind of breaking through onto, like, the performing arts scene in a way, like, and finally getting those perspectives through from traditional forms?
Yeah. I think it's interesting how much sort of there's so much criticism heaped on younger generations at the moment, and I think the only people who are going to really be able to change this kind of strange perspective people have about, you know, older generations have about us is to take control of that. It's us who can do that, and a lot of that involves taking steps to express our voice and to ask questions and to talk about these ideas and to not just allow people to presume that we're not thinking about this stuff and whether we're not actively engaging, because a lot of us are. And this kind of strange archetype that has been created around our generation is rudimentarily false. A lot of this plays about and it's a very young team too. The entire team is there and willing to sort of say something, not just something. We're not just sort of putting on a play. We actually want to talk about these things and. Yeah, so I think this play is very much aiming to contribute to that, this kind of wave in young art that is sort of attempting to express their voice in a complicated, curious and active way.
And, you know, you love the older generations. If we start shouting, they're like, you're whinging too much. And then if we're too quiet, they're like, we're disengaged.
Yeah.
Is there a balance?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, because it's not their fault. They're all trying to deal with it as much as we are. I don't think this criticism of sort of laziness or whinging is helpful or useful, because it's not actually solving the problem. It's just like, well, what are you going to do about it? And that's not a conversation. We're just talking at each other, not with each other. And so a lot of this play is designed to sort of say, you know, we're all in this at the same time. You know, we're all going through these things. It's so easy to, you know, walk through your life and sort of presume that you're the only one experiencing this kind of angst and this kind of this kind of fear at the enormity of what's happening with militaries all over the world and what we're doing to the planet. Fixing that starts with conversation. It starts with thinking and not sort of just pointing fingers and going, yeah, well, you're leaving us this crap and you're young and stupid and just yelling at it. It's not useful. And there is a balance, because we also have to listen as well. We all have to just step back and listen. And a lot of this play is about just sort of listening to the things around us and listening to each other's experiences as much as our own.
Well, we can't wait to see it. But James, thank you so much for joining us here on 2SER this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you.